Welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the winner that plays Sly Cooper.
Losers!
The losers! The KevinMiller.com jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
You have arrived, Justin. If you can now play drops in the middle of a song.
I'm getting a little bit of goosebumps.
We are finally the zoo crew I've always imagined us to be.
The same thing. The things that amuse me
I've been thinking about that song needs to be improved, and you've done it.
I did it. I figured it out.
What's wrong now?
I thought two things.
Let's start over.
Number one. I could do that. It's so easy.
It's so easy. Push a button. In fact, let's do it. I love starting over.
It's a fun bit. two things. Number one,
I realized
that when I was ill last week,
yes,
and we did not post the show, yes. I was supposed to post our first episode, which is now the second time that we've been in this room.
Yeah.
Or no, well, some second time I was supposed to have posted the first episode. So it's coming.
Okay.
It'll happen. Another podcast I do called the Sideshow Podcast with Michelle and Justin.
It's podcaster.
Funny that they we sat down and had a meeting last week about how she wanted to kind of change the show. I'm more of a sidekick. I think on every show except for the dad podcast.
Where there's no one but you.
Yeah.
So you might be the sidekick on that as well.
That's a good point by you. she said she wanted to create more of a custom open, and it was funny because she wants to create what we used to do for the Second Funniest Podcast. She wanted that kind of an open where it's like clips from the show
and all that
stuff.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we used to do that.
Yeah.
We
stopped doing a lot. oh, my gosh. So I'm not going to give away any spoilers.
You can.
Okay.
Because we have that ability. Can't you just put spoiler on there?
Oh, yeah, but I just want to...
Hold on. What are you spoiling?
Red Dead Redemption 2.
No, you can't do that!
There's no spoiler.
Why do you hate spoiling things?
I'm not spoiling.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying I started playing it.
Oh, see, spoiler. Now I know you're playing.
No, there's not spoiler. It's not a spoiler that I played the game. Playing the game. Everybody's going to play the game.
But now I know you've played it.
Yeah.
Now when I play it, I go, did Justin do this? I'm like, yes.
Yes. The answer is always yes.
He already played it.
Yes. Of course.
Spoiler.
You got the game from me. That's, you know, so
I did? Oh, yeah, you show. Yeah.
I get the game, and then I give it to you when I'm finished.
That's right.
Unless you get it before I finish it.
Yeah.
Or I purchase it saying, let's play it together, and then I never play it with you.
That was Destiny 2.
And one, I think.
It was a good game. That game is Destiny.
We played two or three games with Destiny, because I remember your friend Chris Copeland came on, and he was like, level 4,800, and we were like
billion.
16, he was just like,
he's like, okay. I've never been condescended more kindly by anybody than Chris Copeland.
It's what I imagine playing paintball with a Navy SEAL would be like. That's what it was.
Would a Navy SEAL even go play paintball? Because I remember when we did improv, a bunch of people were like, come and see my improv show. I'm like, I'd rather do my toenails, because if I have to sit and watch your poor improv, do you really think a Navy SEAL would be like, sweet, I want to get my paintball on?
I don't think that they would, but I think if you were to drop them in the middle of a post bar mitzvah activity, that a Navy SEAL would
like
wreck
a brother-in-law, like the brother of the wedding.
Yeah, I don't think
of the bride rather.
I think
like,
I would venture a guess. I'm not an expert in this area, but I would venture a guess that 99. I'm gonna go bold here.
That is quite 99%
of Navy SEALs are shiksa. I don't think there's any Navy SEALs with a bird at the end of their name.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I think 75% of them, though, ironically, are circumcised. Yeah. I do believe that.
Do you know 7 out of 8 statistics are made up on the spot?
Wow. I would go 8 of 8 when they're coming out of these lips.
That's right.
So anyway.
Red Dead Redemption.
The game is gorgeous. No spoiler there. That's obvious. Okay. But here's one thing, and I hope I'm not spoiling. I don't like it if I ever get close to nerd rage. It's a very uncomfortable feeling
Really?
But I think this is a very important topic for us to say
I want to know why nerd rage makes you uncomfortable. So we're coming back to that.
Okay. We can talk about it now.
Okay.
We'll delay the spoiler.
We're going to come back to the spoiler.
Yeah. The reason is because I think that there's something about a nerd mindset that feels like so much of the world has to be for them and to their liking.
Yes.
And I think it's what it is it's largely due to a societal victimization, right, mixed with intelligence.
Yes.
I think when you put those two in a cocktail...
They're educated and selfish is what you're saying.
So that, yes, and they can articulate their selfishness, and they want things to be the way that they want them to be, and so therefore it, you know, transcends itself into nerd rage.
And I think part of the problem with that education, for those of you who are victims of nerd rage, is that you're often, now I change it to definitely finger wagging, but we will forget, or we don't know the business side of things. I feel like there are a lot of nerd rage things that are ungrounded in the fact that it's a product and they're trying to make money.
Culturally, it becomes a thing where it's more interesting to criticize something than to enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Like it's better, like even the comic book character guy on Simpsons, like, you know, he's always critical of everything.
Even though he lives in the world, but to live in it, as I've often said, like to be a Star Wars fan is to hate Star Wars.
Right.
Like you just have to complain about it, but you can't stop getting enough of it.
And I just want everybody to be a more, a Buddhist nerd. You know what I mean? Just be happy for what you have. That's why I get uncomfortable when I feel like I'm being hypercritical. But go ahead.
There's something about us that says that I think it's sort of a dualistic problem because they call it fan service, right? Like people gripe enough or are going to do it. But it is a product that they're trying to supply to people. So I think the problem lays on both ends of the equation in that the people wanting it feel like you have to give me the thing that I want because my emotional connection is in this thing.
Yes,
so they gripe about it. But then the company doesn't go, you know what? I think you have an unhealthy relationship with our product. They just go, well, okay, we'll think about that, right? And so we have this relationship with like a distant parent with the producers of these game contents instead of actually putting the game controller down and having a conversation with your dad.
Right. Because I think a lot of nerds have distant relationships with some kind of parent, right?
Some parent authority.
Especially if you got a sibling.
So the product of this is like gross fabrication. I was reading a forum that was talking about Guild Wars 2 and we were talking about the upcoming episodes in the season and how there's a few more. And then people are just wildly speculating like, oh, I think they're doing this because things aren't going that well. And, you know, it's really bad that they built it this way. And I really don't like that, you know, and what I'm not looking forward to is a Guild Wars 3. And I'm like, on what planet has anyone ever said we're heading towards a Guild Wars 3? But your internal meta narrative is there was a Guild Wars 1 after 8 years. So there must be a Guild Wars 3 coming out after 8 years. That's not the plan.
No, the whole idea of Guild Wars 2, from what I gather, is that it's endless.
It's endless. They'll just keep releasing more chapters and give you more reasons. It's ongoing DLC. They've made that abundantly clear. But this person just goes, it's going to have to happen. They wouldn't do that because us as players have invested so much into the game, and they just give us more reasons to invest in the same game.
So I started playing Red Dead 2, and immediately I was like, oh, no, because I love the game.
What was the oh, no?
The oh, no is, and it's, I think it's a, I've recently backpedaled. The oh, no is that I don't understand in a video game, like especially when video games are becoming more and more cinematic, why do I have to eat and sleep? You know what I mean?
Which is a key feature of the first Red Dead. In fact, that was the save points, is you had to set up camp.
I get it to save.
Yeah.
I get it in Grand Theft Auto, like it's a convenient thing.
Yeah.
And maybe this is a convention in Red Dead 1 that I don't remember. If so, please, those in the chat room, correct me. But I don't, like, in order, you have a health core and a stamina core. Mm-hmm. None of this is a spoiler to the story. Health core and a stamina core.
But it's a spoiler to the game,
and
bro.
A dead... Okay, but here's the thing. I'm saving you $80 if you were like, I'm not eating. You know what I mean? Like, so if you have to sleep every so often or live your life on uppers and supplements in order to fill those voids.
Tell me, because it sounds like you have to sleep and whatever, do days matter in the game? Do you have something you have to accomplish in a certain number of weeks?
No, not that I've seen so far. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry if that spoils it.
No, I'm just curious if that was a game mechanic.
It's a thing where the game auto saves, but there's a thing where you have to, in order to fill your health core and your stamina core, you have to sleep.
And why is that so troublesome from you, nerd raging Justin?
Because I just want to play a game.
And how is sleeping not part of the game? I'm not playing devil's advocate. I'm asking.
Yeah, no.
Like, why is that not part of the...
Because it shouldn't be. Because it should it should be on the cutting room floor. Mm. Somebody should have been in a room. I'm guessing that there... In a game like Red Dead Redemption 2, I'm guessing there are no short... And I'm not exaggerating. 8,600 people in a meeting talking about this
game. At least 86.
Minimum. Yeah, it's a union shop.
Yeah, that's for the small meetings.
Right.
The stand-up.
Yeah, these are just executives.
Yeah.
so they get together, and somebody said, you know what we should do is we should make them sleep, and that's how they fill their stamina and health core. No, just how about this? Let me pick up an apple, or I drink some bourbon and just fill it up. I shouldn't have to sleep every so often. Now...
But isn't that part of being a cowboy is that they sleep in the middle of nothing?
And that is what got me backpedaling.
Okay.
Is that while I'm playing the game, I realized that it is a part, it is a mechanism, if you would, of trying to make you feel sucked in. That's my theory. I don't know. If it's not,
it sounds world
then I'm
building.
Back to being angry.
I mean, because what are the foods that you have to carry rations on you? And if you don't have enough food, do you die?
You got to carry stuff for your horse.
Yeah.
You got to carry stuff for you.
It's like No Man's Sky. There's a little survival element as you go out into the wilderness.
Yep.
If you're in the middle of Texas.
There is. And you have to have, and again, I really feel strongly that I'm not spoiling anything, but because... This is that game, and I'm transitioning my pant level, my waistline is traveling closer and closer to my sternum.
Yeah.
And now it's getting into video games, as we've said multiple times on this show, that I don't understand what's going on in a game now. Yeah. When I start it, I don't like it. I'm not happy about it, but it's the truth. You come here for honesty, and I'm going to give it to you.
Well, you realize you're already in the older demographic. That happened at age 36.
Yeah, but this still Red Dead Redemption should be kind of for me. You know what I mean? There should be new.
You are nerd raging right now.
A little bit, right? And I don't like it. And honestly, I don't like it. It doesn't make me feel good about me. Who am I? Like, I don't know what step one. I honestly
don't
know.
Can you do the floss?
No.
Okay. So the game isn't for you.
Wait, what? Wait, am I talking about the right game?
Yeah.
I might not have to worry about spoilers then. Heads up, it's an
okay,
NFL
so
skin.
Red Dead Redemption, or Fortnite, Overwatch, all these games with massive multiplayer capabilities, Destiny 2, all that. Is that in Red Dead Redemption, notorious single-player game like Skyrim or whatever? But even games like, Second Son, they found ways of incorporating things for multiplayer in it. Is there multiplayer action in
Not that I've seen, but I'm also, that's the other part that just... Another quarter inch tick towards my sternum is that I'm not interested.
Interested in multiplayer.
It's foolish. I was going to say ironic, but it's not true. It's foolish that I'm sitting here going, why do I have to sleep and eat canned beans? And
back
then
in my day, Donkey Kong kept running around without needing to grab any monkey food.
You ever to build a cot for Pac-Man? No. He lived off pellets like a good American.
He's Japanese, sir.
Whatever. I'm blind to race.
Oh, you're...
That's a history. That's a misnomer. We were not as racist as everybody says.
Oh, yeah. Just
civil
more.
Rights, that was a joke. That was just us having fun with the colored folks.
That will make a wonderful drop.
Yeah, I can't
on
wait.
Your new show, Justin's in Jail.
Well, it's interesting. I wonder how many drops... what if we are the Will Ferrell of podcasts? You know what I mean? Ooh. Like, other podcasts play drops of this show... The way morning radio plays drops of Will Ferrell.
Or GIFs. GIFs.
GIF. There's one.
Oh, that'd be great. But you know when your keyboard has a GIF on it?
Oh, I don't like keyboards. I try poking at the screen.
They do that now, Grandpa. We've come full circle.
It just took a while. I'm an early adopter.
Grandpa, get the earbuds out of your hair.
It'll be there one day. There's hair in my ears. Why can't I hear it through my hair on my head?
Fair enough. Well done.
That's my thing. Are you comfortable if you're playing a game?
Yeah.
Excuse me. And you have to go camp, right? And stop in the middle of it and get some sleep so you have full potential health and stamina and everything you would need. Would you be like, oh, this is great? Or would you be like, son of a bitch?
Tell me this. When I do it, does time change in the game? If I lay down at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and rest for 8 hours and I come up, it's midnight now.
Ironically, in the early 1900s, you still have an alarm clock.
Oh, wow.
You decide when you wake up. It tells you when you decide to go to sleep. It says you could wake up at night and get this many hours of sleep, or you could wake up in the morning. Like, here's the thing. And I'm so... Mm. This is... this is so much gamer psychology being spilled about me. I honestly, somebody, one of the youngins that listen to this show should be, if you're like, I don't like doing animation, I want to go into psychology. Yeah. I don't know why they talk like that.
Because they're related to the grandpa character you're
doing.
That's
right. He's my grandfather. they should write their thesis on gamer psychology because... For me, I have to get up in the morning. I have to, I go to sleep, and this is why I'm so angry about it in this game. I go to sleep when I go, okay, I got to fill up my stuff before I go do this mission, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go lay down. I make a camp and I lay down, and then it says, would you like to get up at this time? And I'd be like, no, I got to get up in the morning. Why would I get up in the middle of the night? You can't see. Everything's dark at night.
That's reasonable.
There's
sure.
no street lights, right?
Because you're in the middle of the wilderness.
Yeah, so
there's
I'm in the wilderness. Yeah. Right. And so then sometimes I'm sleeping for 19 hours, and because I'm me, I'm like, what kind of lazy son of a bitch sleeps for 19 hours?
No cowboy could sleep for 19 hours.
Exactly.
What is he going to do?
Exactly.
He's not going to play on his phone.
How realistic is it? You know what I mean? Like,
that's an odd convention within the game.
And I'm trying to figure out now that if I don't get enough sleep, like, is there a cowboy limit on sleep? Like,
what if you only get an hour and after a while you start to see things?
Yeah.
Now that's a game mechanic.
All
Your character starts to fall off the horse for no reason at all.
Well, now I'm going to have to try it. Now you did it. Now you just wasted another half a day of me playing Red Dead Redemption.
You're welcome.
I also think it's because...
I'll bet there's something. There has to be some consequence if you don't let the character
sleep.
That's
what I mean. If it's a Rockstar game, there's got to be... Now, the consequence, I believe, is that you lose health. Like, here's the other thing. You have a horse.
I'll bet there's something more. There's got to be something more than just you have a lower health bar.
I would like for it to be I hallucinate. I like that idea and that some mechanic and then I get an achievement
I feel like
and everybody
if that was
wins.
It, though, the internet would have already blown up.
Yeah, but I don't peruse the internet. And I
do.
I guess we could
I'm
find
an internet.
Oh, that's right. You Gama Sutra every day.
Well, and
somebody would say, hey, have you gotten enough sleep in Red Dead?
That's
well,
right.
Congratulations.
It would be a Twitter thing. I'm a listener, not a tweeter on the Twitter. I'm on a lot reading about people I don't know and what they think about things
you're
I don't care
about.
You're
keeping that bell curve alive. I read a statistic that 85% of tweets don't get read.
Really?
Yeah.
That's probably true. I don't read 85% of the tweets.
That you're looking at?
Yeah, I just go through.
So yeah, but so I again.
85% of the tweets
that's
don't
what
get
I,
read?
That's what I
at
read.
At all? Like
no.
ever?
No.
Oh,
won't even be seen.
That every, this, maybe this is going to sound egotistical, and I'm thankful then for my fan base. Every tweet I tweet gets liked.
Yeah.
Everyone. So at least one guy is liking me or reading it.
Yeah.
Thanks Ryan. For justifying my existence.
It's Ryan.
It's Cole, actually.
Oh, really? Step up your game, Ryan. So would you, does that annoy you? Does it?
Well, I'm trying to think of a game where I've encountered that. I definitely remember in the first Red Dead, what bothered me about that mechanic wasn't so much the having to sleep for it, because that wasn't part of it. It was how long it took for the save game. So you had to find a thing and find a rest point and then do the thing. And it just like... But that was a technology problem that it just took forever for the save file to be written. I'm trying to think of a game that I've played that has had a strong sleep convention in it that has bothered me.
But when you're so, I mean, maybe The Sims is another game. But
well, see, I gave up on The Sims,
right?
Like I didn't, but for different reasons, because it was essentially digital dolls. Once it got to the place where I was done with doing wacky things with people
playing
we
with
knew,
your dolls,
I was like, oh, this is digital dolls.
Yeah.
We can move on. But you know, in playing MMORPGs, I thought maybe I've even said this before on the show, but like playing the original Guild Wars, I remember having my decked out Karina North and she's all glamorous and wears this beautiful armor. And for some reason we had to run through this river of black water. It was like sludge. And I thought my character probably wouldn't like to do that. And I thought, well, that would be an interesting game mechanic if attitude or feel like synergy was a part of it. Or like I'm in a bad mood today and my spells aren't working well. Or like I had a great night last night and my magic is working well, which is what happens in our real life. So I might be advocating for the other end of the spectrum. If in there was like, get a good night's sleep, I'd probably be like, well, I'm gonna set the clock for 8 hours. Because you don't have to wait, right? You don't have to wait anything for anything
it
to happen.
It does like, it doesn't unnecessarily like kind of save thing where you see the sun pass through the sky and clouds and all that stuff.
Yeah, and that's just the...
it's like a time lapse.
And it's the rendering in the game, just moving the camera or moving the light source and stuff and setting up for...
Sure, but that's all it does. I don't know. I just felt like I was trying to think of somebody or a person. They have to be. I mean, these guys know way more than I do about making a game, but I want to meet that person, and maybe we'll come across him when we play Stump.
From what I understand, the point of Red Dead Redemption 2 is not to be able to burn through the story.
And that's my fear.
Is that they want you to have a cowboy experience. So the criticism I've heard is that the game lacks an urgency to it in the way the previous title did, in which it was like something's going to happen and you need to move to save lives, yours, other people. And this one, as I understand it, it's like we are more interested in you being in a full immersion.
It feels very virtual reality-esque.
Yes. And so giving you things to do, to live and breathe in this world rather than fight for your life, which is usually the crux of a game or a movie or a TV show.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Having said all of that, with all my nerdery, it's a great game.
How many hours have you put into it at this point?
Oh, I want to say maybe 10 or 12.
Okay, well, you've just begun.
I think that's the other part of it is that I feel like this sleeping thing is really to slow me down so that I have more hours in the game so it doesn't feel like I spent $80 and I was done in a day. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't watch the percentage because I'm afraid of knowing how far it is. I want to enjoy the experience. And then there's also an element that when you're the kind of gamer that I am, where you have little windows as opposed to like today's the day. When I get windows and I want to play and I get to play, I'm like, I can get in one more mission. But then I'm like, oh, crap, I got to go take a nap.
And how long does that take?
I can't take a nap.
How long does it take to take a nap in real world time, in the game? Like if you have to find a spot, do the things?
Well, here's the thing. To that I say, Waze. Arguably, people think that Waze is getting them from point A to point B much faster because it helps you navigate around traffic, right?
That's literally what the app does.
How many of us can truly, become multiple man and split off and then go carry the same course and then go the other course and find out if
you're
there.
I've done it with my wife. We were both trying to get to IKEA. We were late for a meeting and she just drove and I was actually behind her by 1 minute. I took Waze and I beat her significantly. And she called and I was like, I'm here now. She's like, very funny. I'm like, no, they're here. I'm sitting in the parking lot with them. So,
all right. So my point was that you just crapped on was that it feels like
teamwork.
It feels like I'm like you're moving, but in actuality, you don't really know. Like the psychological damage. I'm going to use that word. That happens when I'm like, I'm going to go do this thing. I'm like, no, I got to take a nap first.
In order to properly be your best man, I think that...
No, you don't have to. This is more fun.
No, but I see the point in that there is like an unnecessary step. That's what you're describing, right? Like, I want to move on with the action, and now I have to take a break. Even if it's not long, it's an emotional, psychological break. And I'm pretty sure you should sue.
And the frequency for which it happens.
Yeah. I mean, it's enough to where I think you
I do. I have liable damage.
Absolutely. At least $100,000.
I mean, think about it. Just the napping alone, right? If you were to equate how much I make in an hour, right?
Yes.
And then how many hours I've lost taking a nap in a video game.
Right.
Right? Then they owe me that.
Yeah. You spent $80 in the game. I think at this point they probably owe you carry the one $40,000.
Yeah, I think that math jives with what I was thinking.
Yeah, plus lawyer fees.
Oh, good point. Yeah, then I would go higher.
Hey, let's take a break.
All right.
We have Iron Stump coming back.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be great.
Oh, boy. This idea that you had of playing 80s music.
You're really so good. Affirming. I love that you love it.
I love it. I love everything. Here's the thing. A lot of people don't like 80s music. Maybe not a lot.
I don't know about that.
I think most people do, but it's, again, we talk about nerd rage. I think it's a thing where you're not supposed to like it. I find it delightful.
It's funny.
I have yet to hear an 80s song that makes me go, oh!
Right. I feel like they have a timelessness to them, but I remember being in the 80s and thinking that 60s music and 50s music was like dated and old. But to be honest, I feel like maybe this is a question for another point in the show. I was discussing this with my wife, but I have a hard time thinking that anything that has been out since about 2003 is at all different from it is now. Like, I feel like the past 15 years, musically, pretty much the same. But I'll let somebody else that lived through these informative years tell me how different they are. But I don't feel like anybody's going to be like, man, music in 2003 was just so different than music in 2018. In the way that we would say music in 1988 was very different from music in 1975.
Yeah, right? That is interesting. This will have to happen in 40 years. Mm-hmm. When we pass the buck onto the new youngsters.
But even radio stations still to this day say the hits of 80s, 90s, and now. That's two decades. They segregate 80s,
that's only
90s.
Because they can't find a catchy way to say 2000s or aughts.
But they're defaulting to describing anything after 90s as now.
Yeah.
That's my point.
I agree.
All right, thanks.
I
also like 80s music.
And I'm bitter about radio where I think they're just idiots and they go, "Well, we can't have it. We can't define it because it doesn't have 80s, 90s and today makes sense." People get that.
And last decade.
Yeah.
And the Bush administration. Right.
80s, 90s, and thanks, Obama. Like, that doesn't...
Yeah, that's fair.
See, it doesn't ring. It doesn't make sense. That's what they would say.
All right.
They had a meeting of 8,400 people.
Which they do. Yeah.
How many people do I need to
victimize? Well, here's the exciting thing. We are in the new era of Stump. We're now at Stump Championship Edition. I did an assessment of our trivia and realized that we really only have five contestants. So that's one of them. Rather than trying to pretend like these are new trivia questions, I asked them, what are your areas of expertise?
Oh,
you are now iron stump champions of those areas of expertise. I have crafted questions based on their areas of expertise with subcategories for each of them. So here's how the game is going to be played now. So, Justin, you are the definitive champion of all stump.
Of course.
You have played more than anyone.
Argued that I've ruined the game for all others.
Because it's now different.
Yeah.
So now the game is you and I are going to elect a champion from the list of five champions, knowing the subject headline. Of whatever today's category is. Then I will give the champions a question to answer and some points will ensue from there. But the point is you're going to be choosing a champion and I'm going to be choosing a champion. So the champions, I don't know who's in the box. But
we got three people in the box. That's why I'm feeling bad.
Who are they?
Sir Bowler Hat, Matt, and Jimmy.
Okay, so it's just Matt and Jimmy because I don't have questions from Sir Bowler Hat. I don't know his levels of expertise.
Right. Okay.
So you, as the definitive champion... Before you bring those champions in here, I want you to tell me who are you choosing as the Iron Champion. Today's category is PlayStation 2.
I'm going to go with Jimmy.
Okay.
Not because he sent me barbecue sauce.
Oh, it already arrived.
He already said, I haven't gotten the other one.
That's nice.
Not because he sent me two barbecue sauce. Not because I am in some way trying to be a wedge between you and him with his love of Guild Wars.
He hasn't logged in months.
Good. I mean, I don't care. But just because, I don't know, I'm done with that bit. All right, I choose Jimmy.
Bring Jimmy in.
Stupid Matt.
All right, Jimmy and Matt.
All right.
So
let's get it on.
There it is. How good are you guys feeling about the subject of PlayStation 2?
I'm all right with that.
Okay. That was Jimmy.
Modestly calm.
Yeah, that's good. Matt, Jimmy, how do you feel?
Jimmy's much more comfortable, I feel like. I didn't have a wide range of PS2 stuff. I know things, but not as wide as Jimmy, I don't feel like.
This is going to be great.
Chosen wisely.
I'm being honest.
Matt,
I know I have this drop somewhere in my computer, but I of from Indiana Jones. You have chosen wisely.
Yes, Matt. We're going to have a running tally between Justin and I in the months ahead of the champions and the champions that Justin and I choose. So, Matt, I am determined to, like Super Bowl I, have the winner. Matt, you must champion me in this game.
Good luck.
I'll be your Lombardi.
Thank you. Thank you, Stump Champion. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask a question, and we'll take turns. If you don't know the answer, the other opponent gets a chance to steal. If you get it right, it's worth two. Your opponent can get 1 point. So,
you have chosen wisely.
Justin, since you are the reigning champion of all-time Stump, your champion will get the very first question.
All right.
Which is question number one.
That's Jimmy's favorite number.
Is number one? Really? Yes. Uh-huh. Boys, are you ready for some Iron Champion Stump?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Not today, Vince.
Well played.
Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
The subject is Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
I want to know, what is the name of the ship that is capable of traveling between the different worlds in the Kingdom Hearts game?
You got this, Jimmy.
It is a gummy ship.
That is correct.
Uh-oh, that's the wrong button. Yes.
2 points.
Suck it, Matt, because you are so bad.
2 points for Jimmy. Matt, here is your question. It is from Spyro the Dragon. In the PS2 title, Legends of Spyro and New Beginning, who supplied the voice of Ignitus?
While Matt thinks,
yes.
Funny anecdote about the new Spyro Reignited game.
Yeah.
We saw the game commercial today with Snoop Dogg, and the kids are like looking at it, and Jacob's like, I don't get it. And my younger son, Jack, was like, you don't know that game? And Jacob goes, no, I know that game, but who's that guy?
Oh, no! Oh, no! So, Justin bought you some time to Google. I mean, think of it. Matt, champion me.
All he's got
to
do is Google.
Who's the voice actor for Ignitus?
I only know, I know Tom Kenny was in the games. I don't think he's played it.
Oh, this sounded good.
Three, two, one. No! Jimmy for the steal. 1 point on the table. You found it.
I do not know this one either.
Come on, guys. Oh. No points. The answer was Gary Oldman.
Oh.
Gary Oldman.
Oh, wow.
I felt like that was a trivia question that people would know. All right, this is a musical challenge.
Uh-oh.
This is a musical challenge. Both
I
of you.
I have chosen wisely.
Yes, what the heck, man?
Do we get 4 points if Jimmy does it in a four-part harmony?
Yes. If you'll kill the music here.
No.
All right, so I'm going to play the music. You both are listening. First one to shout out what game this is from gets the 2 points.
Okay.
Here.
Buzz in with your name.
That's right. Oh, that's good. Yeah, buzz in with your name. And
is it playing?
And it is not playing.
Oh,
here it comes.
Oh, no. Is it still going?
This is a great idea, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's only playing when you guys are talking.
What?
On our end.
On our end, it's only coming through when you're talking.
Okay, we're kind of talking then. You're kind of talking. You're kind of talking. Talking, talking. Talking, talking. Talking, talking. Talking, talking.
Really? You guys can't hear that?
Talking.
I can hear it, but like I can hear it, but I don't know now. Like I can hear it now, but I really don't. Wait.
Oh, I know.
Mario,
I know.
Talk. Terms
of name.
You have to call it with your name. Say your names.
It's like
Crimson A. You should yell it out first.
Crimson A.
It's Metal Gear Solid 2.
It is Metal Gear Solid 2.
I would have got it wrong.
I would have got it wrong.
See, I couldn't. I would have known that from the start, but all I got to hear was like little computer fiddly noises.
Yeah, you need I wasn't to, sure what that was.
Yeah, exact. That's the game, guys. I don't take notes from you, champions. I'm also mad at you, Matt. I put a lot of money on you. All right.
Boy, you didn't even pick me. You
Kevin.
Were forced to deal with me.
And I wanted you to be better at this game. All right, moving on.
Nothing short of a podcast genius, Kevin Miller. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Great. Going back.
Okay, so we're buzzing with our names. Okay.
No, for that. Well, now it's over. You're done with that. All right.
Wait, there's only one?
That was the one.
Oh, really? There's no more songs?
That's just that it.
Oh, boy.
There are six questions. Two questions, okay. Then a team challenge or a head-to-head challenge. Two questions,
and
then a head-to-head
challenge.
Just
out of curiosity,
challenge.
Has Matt gotten any of
no, them? No, Matt is not. Jimmy, your turn. All right.
You have chosen wisely.
Okay.
Jimmy, Naughty Dog released the first Jack and Daxter on the PS2.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first title's full name?
Jack and Daxter, the Precursor Legacy.
That is correct.
Yes! I finally know one.
So mad. All right.
No, this is great.
Matt.
Oh, yeah. So much fun.
This question's for you. This one's worth 50 points. No, it's just worth 2 and get it right.
You got Bob Brandon bring this?
Yeah. Best.
In Star Wars, The Force Unleashed,
Okay.
Who is Starkiller's pilot?
Starkiller's pilot. Ah, it's a girl. What's her name?
Oh, no.
I played it, but, like, I was so stupid and young.
Matt, we have a lot to discuss because Star Wars was your area of expertise. I chose this question for you.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home?
I thought it was a soft gimme.
I was like 10, man. I don't remember.
Three, two, one. No, it's not Gandahar. Jimmy, Jimmy, for 1 point, do you know Starkiller's pilot?
Of course he does.
Killer Star.
No,
that's good. That's good. Don't rub his nose in it, that's right? Good. You don't want to destroy Matt.
Justin, do you know? No. Do you remember? It's Juno Eclipse, boys. Oh, Juno Eclipse. Oh, okay. There is actually a way for you to redeem yourself, Matt, in our final round, but barely. Because let me just recap the score here. It's 6-0. So
nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
So here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna give you a category. You all have to you're gonna take turns, Matt. Since you're losing, you can go first. You're gonna give me an item in the category. There are a limited number of items, so when we run out, that will be it. If you repeat an item, you get no points. If you can't think of an item, you get no points, and your other teammate, the opponent, may continue to get answers correct.
AJ Assassin is in the chat room saying, I should have been picked for this. There were three people in the room, unless he's also known as Sir Bowler Hat
in the Discord. Person. I also don't have topics for him.
Yeah, so shut your mouth, AJ.
The final question for our inaugural game of Iron Stump Champions is Sly Cooper 2. Sly Cooper 2, Band of Thieves, Sly and the gang steal back clockwork parts in each level. We're going to go back and forth naming the clockwork parts that were stolen in each of the levels.
I think I got this.
All right, Matt, you're first for 2 points. Give me an item.
The tail feathers, Dimitri.
Tail feathers is correct. Two points.
The heart.
The heart is correct. 2 points.
The Matt. Clockwork wings.
I'm sorry?
The clockwork wings.
Clockwork wings is correct.
That's right.
2 points. Jimmy.
I believe the talons.
Talons is correct. That's 2 points.
The eyes.
The eyes. The eyes. I'm sorry, the eyes are not on my list.
What? Contessa stole them! What?
That does sound super right. No, you're right. Eyes is correct.
Yes!
Jimmy.
That's the tail feathers, eyes, heart, talons.
That's a repeat. I'm sorry, no points.
No.
Matt?
I was naming them to myself. That,
you repeated, I'm sorry. Matt?
Crap.
Did you say crap? No points.
That was Jimmy.
That was Jimmy. Yeah. All right, Matt.
Okay, good. Lungs.
Lungs is correct. 2 points. Jimmy?
I'm out.
You're out. Matt, here's your chance to continue sweeping. Can you name more points? No more items?
The brain.
The brain is correct. 2 points.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Stomach.
Correct. 2 points. Oh. There's one more.
Oh, God.
3, 2, 1.
The whole thing.
No, I'm sorry. The final boss level is the hate chip. The hate chip.
I wasn't sure if that would count or not. Fair enough.
It does. It's a part.
I regret.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Good job, Matt. You came together at the end. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right? Am I counting that right? 6 times 6, that's
2,
12.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12,
12 points for Matt. Jimmy.
I don't have a drum.
10 points for Jimmy. Yeah. Matt, you pulled it out at the end.
Oh, look at that.
Dang.
It can be done. Thank you, Matt.
Don't gloat. Nobody likes a gloater.
Iron Stump Champion. First edition is a success. Now the challenge for me will be to find more questions.
Just make Ryan do it.
That's everybody submit your own questions for your own trivia challenge. Well done, Matt. You are the first Iron Stump Champion. Thank you for being a gracious champion.
Thank you very much.
Do you have a speech you would like to give?
Jimmy, you're a fantastic competitor. Justin, I still have love for you, even though you don't like me.
Who said he doesn't like you?
Suck it, you are so bad.
He's been ragging on me, man. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm sorry. That came out wrong. Who told you he didn't like you?
I told you, sometimes I forget to turn these mics off.
Fair enough.
Good day, sir.
Thanks for being on the show, guys. Thanks for being the Iron Stump champions.
Thank you kindly.
Do they get to ask us a question?
Oh, sure. Do you have more questions to say? Do you have anything?
Us?
Yeah. Okay, bye! Okay.
Oh, they couldn't have ended better. Oh my god.
It's like they forgot
so
we
funny.
Were talking to them.
It's so funny. It's so unfair. But at the same time, so hilarious. Like, wait, what? We did the whole trivia thing and they were like just on fire, like bah, 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 bah. And then you guys got a question?
What's the C? All of the above.
Oh my gosh! That's
I don't
so
know.
Funny. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Do Tales from Tyrion. We're a little early, but we're long before. So
I think we're good.
In the internet clock, we're good.
Oh, good. Math is easy when it's hard,
right?
Stump edition. Is that that's how it works, right?
Yeah, that's it.
They're all
all right, everybody,
stump.
We're going to ask you questions about Tyria.
About what I know.
Yeah.
Oh, that should be the I ask more questions about Guild Wars and give out prizes. Why aren't they a sponsor of the show? The amount of times I plugged the show, never once have they contacted us with free
I reached
codes.
Out multiple times to try to get a developer on this show
a long
time
ago. Yeah, we should try again. Now all we're right. popular.
We're very popular.
With Canadians. Exciting days in the world of Tyria. We've had the entire Halloween experience, the Mad King realm that came and went. It's over. We're nearing the end of the latest episode, episode 4 of current season 5. At any minute, they will announce episode 4. They'll announce episode 5.
When you say any minute, do you literally mean in a few minutes from now?
No, like in a day or two.
Okay.
It feels overdue, but I don't read the blog super close. But the exciting thing that's happened is, as I mentioned before, I was working on collecting a second legendary weapon and decided that I needed more time. And instead of frustrating myself, I would pivot towards being a more well-rounded Tyria agent of the world. So I've been collecting more mastery points.
You could just say Tyrian, couldn't you?
That seems sacrilegious, but we'll allow it.
Tyrion always repays her debts.
We can call ourselves Tyrians. You can't.
Oh, but I have a friend who's a Tyrian. Oh, literally, you're it.
Just a girl in Tyrion on Instagram. Meanwhile, my wife has been playing. So we've been doing the core campaign together. I've been experimenting with my necromancer, and she has all these great powers as a reaper.
Are you a Navy SEAL playing paintball when you play with her?
Not at all. It is so much fun to go back because the game has evolved so much over the 6 years that it's almost like playing a PS3 game to go back to the core. Like they know what they're doing more. Core. I forget different elements of kind of. It's sort of like watching the first season of a show that's been on the air for 7 seasons. Of like, oh yeah, they kind of launched in this direction, and over time they kind of found this footing. So there's a great love for it. Also, the cutscenes in the campaign go back to an area of the map that no longer exists, and I now have full respect as to why, because it used to be the main map where you did all of your trades and everything, and it was a very complicated map where you could be walking and accidentally fall and have to like walk all around to get back up to the steps. And I was like, this was not, and it was a confusing map. So I always wondered why they chose, about 3 years ago in the game, they had an event that destroyed, like, the map was attacked and it was destroyed, and then they rebuilt it, and now it looks completely different because it's a living world that's part of the thing, and now it is a much more functional map. You can get around without being confused. You know where you are. And I was like, oh yeah, this map used to really suck.
Did they make, like, the destruction, did they use that as, like, a patch? Like, to say, oh, we could go through and fix this? Or was it unintentional, you think?
No, I think it was intentional. I think there was, like, I think it solved two problems at once. I think they knew they wanted to do content that would impact the game, and I think they also knew people don't like this map. If it does not function as a big open space that allows people to run and do things, it's frustrating them. So we're going to put our hands together and use a cataclysmic event to reset this map. And the new map, it's called Lion's Arch, is the main center for the whole game, like the main hub. All that aside, I have pivoted to away from developing a legendary, second legendary weapon right now, and have gathered my first set of ascended level gear. So I have an armor set that is ascended. This is the highest level of armor you can get in the game, with slots for infusions, so I can fight in fractal dungeons without experiencing agony. These are all real terms. I am completely dispensing the terms.
I love that it protects you against an emotional response.
Yeah, so you go into...
Because agony does not imply pain, right?
No,
it's mental pain.
Yeah. There's, like... So in the fractals, they have their unique story dungeons that are like these moments where time and space have been fractured, and you go back to these moments in history of the Tyrian world. Some of them are things that have happened since the game has been launched. Some of them are things that supposedly happened at the beginning of Tyria's existence. And they're quick little missions, and they're really fun and something you have to work with strangers to accomplish. But the higher the level that you do these events in time, the more agony they give you, and so you need more agony resistance. Only ascended level gear allow you to be resistant from the agony. So now, with and when I decide to do these fractal dungeons, I am protected from agony at a very high level.
I love it.
It's like a renaissance of that game. Since Kat and I have started playing, and the amount of time I talk about it, it's like my second life.
Yeah.
I don't, I should just do a podcast about that, but I kind of do. It's called this one.
Is she usually playing while we're podcasting?
She's doing it right now, I'm sure. Yeah, there was talk of that.
And it doesn't feel like she's cheating on you or anything.
Not at
like
all.
That.
I celebrate it. Yeah. Like, go. I know what
open
it's like.
MMORPG.
No, she's got to get leveled up. So I, over the weekend.
Get on your level.
Yeah. No, like be better as a person.
Right.
No, so I
that's what I was saying.
I bought some gold in the game, which we never do, in order to just jump ahead in the ascended thing, because I was like, this is going to take forever. And as Kat rationalized, we don't really get Redbox. We don't rent any movies. Yeah. So I was like, it's $10, and it's a game I love. It'll be great.
Yeah.
So I bought some gold, and so I have plenty left over, and so we're going to bring up her level of leather workshopping, and she's going to become a master leather worker. We're probably going to do that like as soon as we're done recording this show. So, all right, bye.
I don't want to be disrespectful, but it sounds like your wife is going to be building some leather armor.
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
this
is
where you guys play together. Sometimes you do it separately.
Yes. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, that's
MMORPG.
By far one of my favorite lines. Sometimes we do it together, or sometimes we do it separate. Oh, that's good times. Anything else then from Tyria?
No, that's it from Terry. You sound like you have another question.
No, I don't think so. I think I'm...
It felt like that was a segue.
No, I felt like I was... Here's the thing. There's a part of me that worries too much that I make this segment too much about what Kat is doing.
No, it's great.
In Guild Wars. But it's interesting to me. Like, I'm trying to... Here's the thing. I'm honestly trying to wrap my mind around it. Not that I don't think that she couldn't love it, but like... Here's the thing. How to say it? When Natalie, right?
I've heard of her.
Natalie first started loving the Rams.
Yeah.
Now, I was a Niner fan forever, mm-hmm. right before living here. Mm-hmm. I used to watch the games all the time, and she was fair to Midland on everything, mm-hmm. right? Now she is cursing and screaming at the television louder than I. And mm-hmm. I had a brief stint of this when she got into NASCAR. We used to watch NASCAR.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is so much fun to have something that
I
could
do. But then you fell out of love with NASCAR.
We both did. She fell out first. Yeah. Then I realized that part of the thing that was keeping me so into it was that she was way into it.
I
and
see.
It was something that we enjoyed to hang out and watch together for 3 hours or so.
Yeah.
Now we watch the Rams games and it's fun. I love it. Like I think it's hard, right? I think it's hard as a couple to find something that you both are equally into.
See, I've been bragging about this reality that now my wife is playing my favorite pastime and we get to do it together. So I workshop this conversation a lot. and someone reflected back just off the cuff. They said that, you know, they statistically say that the longer a couple stays married, the more like each other they become. Mm. And
she did dress as you for Halloween.
Exactly. Good call. Like, literally. And I thought, as I kind of psychoanalyzed that in my expertise as a psychoanalyzer, I was like,
You're very good at it.
I guess that would make sense because as you're in a relationship with somebody, it's sort of like the carrot and the stick, but in a loving, like, mutual way, in that I recognize that when I do something that my spouse enjoys, it makes her happy, which in turn makes her do something that I would enjoy, and vice versa. So it would make, she knows how much I enjoy Guild Wars, so she chooses to lean into that skid because we're in a loving, healthy relationship. So I just wonder if over time you are kind of merging into the same. I think with that pattern, it makes sense that you would end up being pretty much the same person. So I think there's value to
what,
you guys.
What are
falling
you
going to
start doing that she normally does? Like what? How? What's your step? Or have we yet to see that so far?
I am on Instagram more. So,
really?
Yeah. She actually gives me tips on how to use Instagram.
She gave me tips too.
Did she? Yeah.
Yeah.
She loves that stuff. So, you know, I've been posting all of the X Factor comics on my Unlockable Man Instagram feed. Now, my son, which is a different relationship, but there is a sense of like personality mirroring because he's my son. Mm-hmm. He's gotten into Overwatch this week. So now he fights for 20 minutes, 15 minutes of Overwatch time before he has to go to bed. You don't play the game much.
How does that fight go?
Well, meaning like he wants to make it happen. He'll do whatever he can to like, I'll do, you know, clean or what, get ready for bed. He's all in his PJs ready to go if that means he can get a couple minutes playing Overwatch. And the game is built, of course, for player versus player. They have a game mode in which you can play against AI, but he's still playing alongside other humans. And it takes the server a long time for some reason to find five other willing people to play against a team of AI. So the game allows you to actually do game browsing where you can set up your own match. So I put him on a team. It's 6-on-6. I put him on a team with five other AI people who are set to hard against a team of six other AIs that are set to easy. And their favorite map is Blizzard World. Are you familiar with this at all?
Who's they?
Both my son and now his sister, who is three.
She likes to watch her.
She wants a turn. So in these games, normally in Overwatch, you would take turns either defending or attacking an objective. And so the game will oscillate between the first time you attack, the second time you defend. In this map of Blizzard World, that if you're defending, you actually escort this like a parade float through Blizzard World to get there. Now, the thing about Blizzard World that is just ingenious is that, you know, Blizzard is a big company, right? So they have a lot of properties that you know, like World of Warcraft, StarCraft, Diablo, Lost Vikings, right? So they've imagined, and the game of Overwatch takes place in the fictional future, and they're all set in these like vacation destinations. So everything, one of their design choices was to make everything look beautiful, unlike games like Destiny 2, where everything is just destroyed.
Yeah.
They're like, well, we're going to have people hanging out in these locations for hundreds of hours. They should be pleasant to look at. So they're beautiful. Like Hollywood is one of the locations and it looks great. Blizzard World is as if Blizzard, the gaming company,
awesome,
had a theme park.
That's great.
In Anaheim, California.
That's great.
And it's a theme park based on their properties of StarCraft, World of Warcraft, Lost Vikings. And so as you go on this parade float, you get this tour of their other things, but it looks like Disneyland. It is the greatest mashup of these two things. To like little details like bathrooms, other
fun
rides, like even the topiary structures. It looks as though it's this virtual theme
now
park.
Do you think that's why they like it? Is because do they see the connection to Disneyland?
I actually think that I said that's my favorite map, so that became their favorite map. But it is also super cool. I mean, there's roller coasters, so out of all of them, that's going to be the one that's the most interesting. Although I'm sure he would like the Egyptian level if they played that one a little more.
And how often in a 7-day week does he campaign to campaign?
It's been about 7 days, and I think he's gotten to play it for about four of those days where there's been time to sit down in front of Overwatch.
And does it work well for you if he gets to play for 15 minutes that then he just goes to bed, or is there always...
At this point, yes. When he was younger, no. Yeah. Because right, they're all jazzed up and they don't like being told no. But I think he's finally at the stage where he knows there is a tomorrow and that there is time. Now at the end of the day, if we do say it's not happening, there's still a crying adjustment period. The guy's in kindergarten.
Yeah, no, I get that.
He'll get over it.
I was curious because we wrestle with the same kind of stuff. So that's, I'm flinging things. Did you hear that?
I did. I saw it.
I was flinging my what is that? A headphone cord?
That's but you've never cared for Overwatch, correct?
That's not my, I always like, other than Madden, and I think that, like I've said, is that Madden still to me, because I like the franchise mode, feels like a story. But I've just always been drawn more to a narrative than just like, we're all coming together, we're going to shoot at each other for 5 minutes, and then we're going to come out, and we're going to go back into a different area.
This is the thing that I appreciate about Overwatch, and it's funny that I don't see a lot of people making a big deal about this, but the thing about Blizzard is that they, like Amazon, have enough money and intelligent people that they're assessing the marketplace and adjusting their products to reflect where the industry is moving. So we all know the games now that you don't have a gold master and it's released and you're done with it. Like, it's an ongoing development thing. And they invented the pay-to-play game of World of Warcraft, but they recognize that games like that aren't working in today's market. You're not going to pay $15 to keep playing on a server and your Netflix account and your CBS All Access and everything. So they don't keep making more games like that. Overwatch is kind of an enigma in the same way that Fortnite is, in that the game costs one price, and for 2 years they've released a new character to play as like every month and a half.
Wow.
There's a completely new, totally different, no charge, no download fee. It's just, now if you own the game, it's there, and they have free weekends all the time. And so at the base, like, if you just looked at games as games, you'd be like, how are they making money? But they knew what they were building. They weren't just building a game. They were building a sport.
Yeah.
So now there's the Overwatch League, right? And people are playing. They built all of that. They make their money through commercials on Twitch for their game. They realized, in the same way that McDonald's, right, realized it's not about selling hamburgers, it's about owning property. Yeah. They're like, it's not about building games. It's about all the stuff that supports building the games through it. And so when you and I play Overwatch, or just me, because you don't play Overwatch, it's like playing an NBA game, but except for that I get to pretend that I could actually do this professionally against other people.
See, and that's I did a story about this on the radio. I think you and I talked about it before, too, is that I think it's $9 million was spent last year in esports scholarships, because now colleges are getting on board, and that they're not only... they're using this as a way of recruiting kids into their computer science programs and stuff like that. If you want to get into animation, you want to make games, and you're really good, you could be on the esports team, or we're a Division I Fortnite.
That's
Like, that's the kind of thing
that's
happening, and I think it's great. But it's, you know, you talked about that, and you talked about how there seems to be like a look at a bigger picture, and we've talked about this for a while. I think it was you that said that everything is going to get episodic. We literally, as we were coming out to record the show, my son was talking about how he did the math and figured out that he spent $240 on skins in Fortnite. And that's
also
maybe,
good on you as a parent to instill in him the value of wanting to add up how much money he spent in the first place.
Genetic. He's there. Trust me, that boy is he's wired very much like me when it comes to finances.
That's awesome.
He seems to get it. And I said, well, okay, good. I'm glad you did that math. And I said, now just remember how much you spent, right? Because if you look back every time you go to buy it, what they've done is they've come to me and said, I need to have this now. Now, mind you, I have maybe spent of that 240, I would venture a guess that of my actual money, it's maybe $40. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And I was okay with that because the game was free.
Right.
So I kind of kept a mental tally. And then, so maybe it's up to 60 now because I recently bought them the NFL skin. And I can't remember why, but there's something that they did that I was like, yeah, you guys, fine. You know,
and plus, it's the NFL.
They came up with a great idea of now they play under one kid's profile so they can pool their resources.
That's so smart. That's so much better.
Yeah, because they split time on it anyway.
Yeah. And they can't play against each other until he gets his own PlayStation.
Exactly, and that's what I told him. I said, the only downside is that if eventually you guys were able to save up enough money to get a PlayStation and a TV to have it in your room, then one would have everything on the other person's profile. But it's funny because now he's way into comic books, and when he was out there telling you you should get the NFL skin and you were considering it, and he was talking to you like it was no big deal, and then I said, by the way, then he said it's like $20 or something. Right. And you're like, oh, no. He goes, no, it's just $20.
Right.
And imagine, now he's 10, but he's growing up in a generation now where people go, it's no big deal for
you. It's just $20.
You pay $60 for a game, and then you pay $20 for DLC afterwards.
For a skin.
Yeah.
See, it'd be different if it were for DLC, right?
Yeah.
Then I don't be like, well, what's the value add for $20 for one skin? That's
But they've shifted the market to where now people, he believes, and he's to a certain extent, he's right, but he's expressing it through a 10-year-old's brain is that he believes that other players are intimidated by the skins that he has.
Mm-hmm.
Not by the aesthetics,
but what he doesn't
but
know
of the merit of what it takes to get that.
Is that that's a sushi dinner.
Yeah.
Like, you can have a nice bottle of sake and some pretty good inaugural for that money, and instead you're going to have a skin. I mean, I guess arguably I'll look at the skin much longer than I would the sushi, but...
That's what he would tell you, I bet. And he doesn't like sushi. He's a filet mignon guy.
Oh, see,
yeah, you know, it's about $40 every time I take that shit whistle kid out to get a steak.
It's gonna take two skins to get that
right,
thing.
Exactly.
The other thing that's crazy about Overwatch, and I'm wondering if Fortnite is the same thing, is that the story in the game is not in the game. That is extracurricular. You have to go find it. They released YouTube videos, like 3, 6, 10 minute episodes of adventures in the game. So you play the game, you play the levels or the matches. There's no explanation of who these characters are, what their relationship to each other is, what has brought us to this point. If you care to know, you have to go on YouTube to find them.
The Fortnite, what I think that one of the many brilliant things that Epic Games has done with Fortnite is that the world itself has a narrative. Like, they've just finished this whole cube thing.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I like it as, even
but
as
where
a
do
parent.
You learn that? Where
while
does,
you're playing.
While you're playing.
And
it's
I'm wondering if you, like, you play, you see things, but I think what happens, and this is, again, really ingenious on their part, is that they have these streamers that are very popular that Epic Games basically supports. And they've added, I don't know how recent this is, but they've added a thing where you can contribute to a creator. So they have a thing in the item store that you can give gifts to people who you like to watch play Fortnite.
So they're stealing from the Twitch world, which is the subs and
and they're making Sparks their own, like they're becoming iTunes, right? Yep. They're saying, no, we're going to do it. It's going to be our thing. I don't know if that's their goal, but I've seen the YouTubers that my kids like are starting to say, hey, support a creator. And it's, but so anyway, this whole cube thing where there was an orange cube and it was moving through the map and you didn't know what it was going to happen. And then they watched, my kids weren't playing when it happened, but they watched their favorite YouTubers react to this big event where the cube like melted into a vortex and they were in some kind of heaven limbo dimension for a while. And then there was a butterfly and they thought it was cool, but there's a story within how the map adjusts, and there's an explanation. It's not just like, hey, we built a castle over there.
Right, now there's a castle.
Yeah.
It's a breathing, living world.
Yes.
Because I have a relationship with the map.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with the Guild Wars. They took that idea.
They did.
They
probably did. When the Mad King Thorpe comes in, I'll show
Thorne,
you.
Thorne, how dare you?
No,
oh, Thorpe,
he's Thorpe
nice.
On Fortnite.
Well done. You pay attention.
He'll be cartoony.
So Quinn, my son, because he loves us so much, is now drawing Overwatch characters and things.
Dog versions of Overwatch?
No, just over. Although he drew Winston the gorilla. It kind of looks like a dog, maybe an AT-AT. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So he had me load up one of the levels because he wanted to see what their base looked like. And I gave him a little tour in the thing, and then he sat and drew that. So he's available for commissions. Your favorite Overwatch characters, he will draw them for $1.
Okay.
I can show a few of those now, but if you have a special request, he gladly will draw.
Will the Millers transition from being having multiple consoles in one house be well before the Warshams ever achieve this clip?
Oh, that's a good question.
I feel like
maybe. The question I think on the table currently for our family is PCs, gaming PCs that are capable of playing Guild Wars. Because if I may remind you, now I have a laptop for work. We have a nice gaming PC. So it really only gives us two things. But my son has had an account for the past 3 years that I log in daily. It is waiting for him to be old enough to use a keyboard and mouse and play an MMORPG. He has more loot than he has as much as me that, but he's never played a minute of it.
It's like a digital Gerber baby account.
That's exactly, yeah. You said that the last time I brought this up.
Yeah, oh, that's funny. So, I'm good at jokes.
It's just sitting there. So when he's ready, there's an account that's just ready to go with a bunch of loot that he's gotten from me logging in every day. So that's going to be the question of how are we going to all play this game simultaneously? And I could see our study or our family room area transforming into a computer lab.
Yeah, because right now it's us versus Natalie in the fight for the TV.
Right.
Like Natalie's like, that's enough. That's enough. Now it's time to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a
she
lot.
She just
of that.
Wants it off. She doesn't want
to. She just wants. She wants not to have games on. Okay. Natalie believes that, but it's
but
interesting.
TV is better.
TV is better for her. She thinks that it is. And I don't necessarily disagree because there's a lot of physical affection. We're all laughing together, but mm-hmm. I don't think I see a parallel. Right, for you and your family to sit around and play the Switch or Wii U,
yeah, which we
you
do.
Know what I mean, like if that kind of thing, or for everybody to kind of want to watch and play Overwatch, right? Like if everybody or Guild Wars 2, it sounds like is down the road when everybody's older, but that to me makes sense as opposed to all of us watching the Goldbergs, and that's how the Warshams
it's a digital
do it.
Version of playing a board game, which I think is still better for community building, for for face to face time.
Board game is
playing a board game is the best, but sitting around and playing the a video game together absolutely gets into that arena for sure. And we have a lot of family building from playing Super Mario World 3D. Now, I wonder if you're proposing a question that somebody will need to answer, which is how do we migrate a family onto its own individual consoles? Because that's where the market is going. Everybody needs a console to play, which is why the family gaming industry has just been squished out of existence. Even
but
the
there
Switch,
had to not be enough of a market to do this.
I think it's more that the people making the money realize the money is being made not in the software for lots of people to play, but in the items, in the actual hardware. That's where Nintendo is making its money. So, I mean, I guess the peripherals are helping. But then you have games like Quiplash and things where you just need a phone. So maybe that's what needs to happen. And the thing we really need to discuss, and we're out of time, is the streaming platform that Google released.
Oh.
Where the idea is that you can play any game on one of the most expensive rigs in the world streamed through a web browser. So you would be able to play any PC
Red Dead
game
Redemption 2
on a PC
in a Google Chrome window
in a web browser in real time. So you have the highest level of graphics available for the machine, and you don't have to pay for a piece of it. You just rent that machine or that service. Your licenses are your license. They exist but they're on someone else's computer.
Oh boy,
that's where we're going.
Yeah, and that's crazy.
And then it will be on your phone. That means you would be able to have
access it anywhere,
a highest level graphic quality
and
on
then it's
an
the
iPhone.
Oasis, everybody.
And then we're in the Oasis.
Then it's the Oasis. All right, that's the show. You can send us an email to show@gamerlandpodcast.com. Don't forget to go to bit.ly/GamerlandDiscord if you want to chat or participate in Stump. It sounds like you can send Kevin your area of expertise. And then he will look for questions.
There's a vetting process. You must be interesting.
Okay. I like that.
You must be, a contributing member of our community. You must present something as an Iron Stump champion to be in the pantheon of Iron. You have to be the quality of Matt and Jimmy.
Yeah.
So anybody
there's
can
the
do
bar.
It.
So anybody. Sorry, I stepped on that. Not fair. Don't forget to check out Kevin's Twitch channel, twitch.tv/TheKevinMiller.
That's nailed it.
I think this Friday my schedule could allow, if yours will. Are we going to do a lunch or are we going to do some strange brigading?
Let's talk about that.
Like, you want to do it now or you want to do it off air?
Both.
Okay, great.
If you would like to purchase for $1 any image, but specifically Overwatch, you can drop me a DM. Help support my son's desire to buy Lego Harry Potter.
Would this
Potter
be
themes.
Via Facebook or DM on an Instagram situation?
I'll take any channel. You can come at me any way you want.
Come at me, bro.
That's right.
Come at me and $1. Then shoot a dollar and you will get a... How crazy is it going to be, though? What if Quinn goes on to make, like, he's the new, like, John Lasseter at Pixar without all the hands? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, maybe. Yeah. I should make his own Instagram account. Art by my son.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
That'll be fun. And then you could buy original prints right there.
That's right.
Yeah. So on behalf of the Kevin Miller, this is .com. This is Justin Worship saying,
.com.
Okay, bye.
.com.
.com.